We'll take a look at greyhound racing now with this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. And from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Stuart Turner, good afternoon.
Hello, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, not too bad, Stewie. We've got the big Group 1 at Talbion Park tomorrow night, and that's the Winter Cup, of course. And the one you've been following the whole way through is a $12 chance, Bubble Guppy.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to toot my horn too much, but as you said, our pick on Talking Greyhounds last time, Bubble Guppy, has made the final, jumping from box 7. But, gee, look, this is an absolutely super field for the Group 1 Winter Cup at Albion Park. Remember, $75,000 to the winner up for grabs in this one. And the box draw has thrown it wide open, mate. Nangar Rock, the fastest qualifier last week, and one of two chances for Anthony Azzopardi, has got box 5. Anthony's other contender, Ando's Mac, last year's Melbourne Cup winner, has drawn box 8. And the star local, Fast Times, trained by Tony Brett, has got box 4. Those three leading the way in the market at the moment. Look, I think that box draw has perhaps just given Fast Times the edge, but look, as well, you can't rule out another one of the locals as well, Outside Pass, trained by Tony Epap, who also handles Bubble Guppy as well. Outside Pass got box 2. Look, she's more than capable of clocking a sizzling time, especially as she'll be fitter from her return last week. Look, it's a really open race, but I'm going to stick with my pick. I really like Bubble Guppy in this one. I think this greyhound's banging form at the moment, and it's a great chance for the Winter Cup, jumping from box 7.
$12 the win at the moment with the fixed, and $2.83 the place. So it could be a good 1-by-3 bet, you reckon?
I certainly think so. Look, he ran 29.92 last week. He might have to do a bit better than that against this field, but he's in great form. He's won his last three. And look, he might be able to avoid any trouble at the first turn, which you'd certainly imagine will occur with this amount of pace on the inside. So, look, I really like his chances, but it's such a fantastic race. As I said, Fast Times looks really tempting from this draw. And, of course, Ando's Mac from box 8. Ando's Mac has won 3 of his 6 starts from box 8, and he was absolutely superb in last week's heat. Don't rule out Cosmic Bonus from box 1 either. That greyhound looks perfectly drawn. Has run some great races at Albion Park. So, look, mate, I'm counting the hours for this one. It looks an absolutely super race.
And tomorrow night we've got heats of the Group 2 McKenna Memorial at Sandown.
We certainly do. 3 heats of this one, mate. And, again, these are absolute crackers as well. This one over the 595 metres. But no doubt about the headline act in this one, Simon. Fanta Bale, Australia's number one greyhound at the moment. She's back in action for this after a little bit of a break. She's got box 8 in the second heat, and gee, you've got to think this heat is her race for the taking. The other two heats look pretty even affairs, though. In heat 1, I think Shimmer Song from box 2 looks pretty tough to beat. Heat 3 is probably the hardest one of all to call, but I'm going to go with Fly Right. Box 1, Fly Right has been in good recent form and I think can defeat this field as well. The final of this one is next Thursday. $40,000 to the winner available, and look, it already looks like it's going to be a super race.
Looking ahead to Friday, and we've got the Bendigo Cup on Friday night. That's a terrific race.
Oh, you never said a truer word, mate. An absolutely brilliant field assembled for this one over the 425 metres. Now, Simon, if I've got my maths right here, this field has accrued almost $1.3 million in prize money between them already. You can't say more than that. Aston Bolero, last year's champion, is qualified for yet another country cup. He's got box 2. Strike a Light, this year's Golden Easter Egg winner. What an effort by her to back up from the Winter Cup heats last week. She went down to Bendigo last Sunday and she ran a great race to win her heat. She's got box 4. And the fastest qualifier, Zinzan Brook, has got box 7. We heard this morning, actually, that Aussie Infrared, who looks a strong chance from box 1, has unfortunately been scratched due to injury, which means Jesselenko, the first reserve, gets a run, and he looks a big threat as well. But look, I'm going to stick with our pick from Chasing and Pacing Rewinds for this one, mate. Aston DB, who made it through as a brilliant heat winner last week. Aston DB has drawn box 3, but he's got plenty of pace around him. But if you look at his record, he's incredible at anything below 500 metres. I think this distance is ideal for him. I'm going to stick with him. Aston DB from box 3, my pick for the Group 2 Bendigo Cup on Friday.
So they've got Zinzan Brook, the favourite, at 280. Ahead of Jesselenko, the first reserve there, at 380. Your pick, Aston DB, at this point, $6. That's the Bendigo Cup on Friday night at 8 o'clock. The Grafton Winter Carnival continues, Stu.
it certainly does. We've had some great racing up there on the Northern Rivers already, and we've got some super meetings to come as well over the next few days. We're especially looking forward to the finals night on Wednesday, July the 12th. Among the action on that night will be the final of the big maiden series there. Now, Simon, the box draw has already been done for this one. The fastest heat winner was Bo Calm Bear with a really good run from box 7. He's got box 8 in this final. Our pick on Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Shevchenko has made it through. Gee, we're having a good run with these tips at the moment, aren't we? Shevchenko, he made it through as a heat winner, and he's got box 2. Look, I'm going to stick with Shevchenko. I thought he was super in the heats last week. Did it tough. He's got a good draw here tonight. He's a son of, on Wednesday night, rather. He's a son of Fernando Bale, so he's certainly got the pedigree to be a handy greyhound. And I think he's going to get the win for his trainer, Ben George. Don't forget, Fields and Form for that night up at Grafton. And the continuing races in that carnival are at thedogs.com.au.
Good on you, Stewie. Good to chat to you. Enjoy the week ahead.
We certainly will. There's some great racing ahead, and I'm really looking forward to it, Simon.